Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I think the winner's Donald Trump.
Hey, welcome into Friday, ladies and gentlemen. So just in case you're not keeping track this week, the USMCA got agreed to. The Dow hit another new record high. And on a related note, Asian markets spiked this morning upon word that the president has gotten China to agree to a new trade deal. So we got China to agree to a new phase one trade deal, as Tricia shakes her head at me.
She loves it to do that to me.
Donald Trump is winning because today, on Friday the 13th, the people in the Democratic Party of America have decided this is a good day to vote for impeachment. I think it's a really
bad omen for
their 2020 election hopes. But that's what's going to happen. It didn't happen last night. They were there 14 hours.
They were mad, too. The Republicans were mad.
They were a little heated, that's for sure. Go to cut 20 for us, please.
In everything we do, we're putting the American families first, and frankly, we're putting America first. But American families are coming first. With more women working today than ever before, we now have a historic opportunity to enact long overdue reforms. It's time to pass paid family leave and expand access to quality.
That was cut 20. Did I say 20?
Mm-hmm.
Did I really?
I was wondering why, but I assumed you were just
segueing. I know why I did that. Sometimes I'm smarter than I know. Oh. So the bite I wanted was 20 seconds long, and I saw the 20, and I said 20. But I actually want to cut.
That makes you smart.
I actually want to cut number six.
The shortest long week ever. Okay. You call for 20.
But 20, six is 20 seconds long, six, just so you know.
Six makes more sense. Let's do that.
A little inside baseball.
First, they told us this has to be bipartisan. Now, I get folks watching at home might think that I'm somebody who really likes the president. I would probably be a hard vote for him to get for impeachment. But it's not just that they can't convince the president's supporters not to abandon him. They can't even convince the president's critics to abandon him.
Okay. That's the bite I was looking for. So Matt Gaetz last night pointing out some of the problems they had. And Doug Collins, by the time this whole thing was over, Doug Collins was pretty heated because they sat there for 14 hours. At the last minute, Nadler announces that he's gonna shut her down because he wants everybody to think long and hard about what they've heard here today. And the Republicans just about melted down. Go to cut 24 right after this happened.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude?
Really? So typical.
This is the kangaroo court that we're talking about.
She's outrageous.
It's more Stalin-esque than
unbelievable.
Not even
as you can tell. That's kind of what it devolved into the whole day. The whole day. I don't know why they had a debate 14 hours. That's what I'm mystified.
I don't either.
Mystified. I don't
get it. We're paying by the minute, too.
We haven't even talked about the president's bite that you listened to there. He spoke at a child care and paid leave summit. Now, I'm not on board with that. I'll just tell you up front. Ann Wagner's pushed for a version of it. Ivanka Trump is pushing for this version of it, and the president's getting on board with it. It's got a lot of problems attached to it about how they're going to pay for it. Because you can't force a private company to do that, in my opinion. So we're going to talk more about that this morning, and I'd love to get to your phone calls on that as well to tell me how you think that would work. Is it necessary? Is it one more big level of bureaucracy this government needs to force on the American people. I personally don't think so. Brexit is done now. Can I just tell you that? Done as in finalized, because the British voted yesterday to keep Boris Johnson and 360 of his closest friends in the Conservative Party. It is the biggest Conservative Party win in England since Maggie Thatcher. And that's huge. I hold Margaret Thatcher in great reverence. She was a great leader in Britain. This is so in other words, when they go back to Parliament and push to finish Brexit, the Tories can't stop them. They're going to have 360 seats out of 600, however many they have. They've got the dominant force in Britain politics. So we're going to get to Katie Hopkins, who we've had on here before. She's been a great commentator. She's worked for the newspapers and in the media in England for a long time. She has been vindicated by this vote, because I'm telling you, the folks in the haters in England, you should read her Twitter feed sometimes, at KT Hopkins, KT Hopkins on Twitter. It's unbelievable. And I want to get her on here and let her take a little bit of victory dance on this, because, you know, Boris Johnson is going to see this through probably by January. So we'll talk more about that today. I've got Senator Bill Igel coming up at 7:35. If you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know that I've long held the belief that whoever dreamed up the personal property tax, they should dig up their bones and burn them. Whoever that individual, it's been around a long time. There's no way that individual's still with us. That was the worst idea in the history of mankind. Why did Denise over here just have to send in $400 to St. Louis County for the car she just bought last year when she paid taxes on it when she bought it?
Yeah. It's so frustrating. And then you said, you're like, oh, well, at least next year it'll be $396.
Oh, yeah, they actually decrease it by one half of 1% every year.
Even though the value of your car depreciated by more than that after a year. Ugh.
And 10 years from now, when it's not worth, hardly anything, you'll still be paying $180 a year.
Exactly.
On it. I mean, it's crazy. It's just crazy. We're going to talk about that. We'll get Bill Igel on here about 7:35. And obviously, you can't take from this pot without adding to this pot. How do you make up that revenue? Because that's an issue. I realize that. We're going to see what Bill's ideas are on that. And, of course, Annie Fry is going to join us about 7:10. 314-241-9797.
A Mark Cox shortlist.
I believe the President of the United States is right. This is a sham impeachment, and it sure is a shame.
I want the members on both sides of the aisle to think about what has happened over these last 2 days and to search their consciences before we cast our final votes.
You chose not to consult the ranking member on a schedule issue of this magnitude?
I myself am not a lawyer. Sometimes I act like one. Not as often as I act as a doctor. I practice medicine on the side.
This is why people don't like us.
Could you imagine walking into the exam room and having Dr. Pelosi come through the door?
She is such an arrogant flip. Ugh.
I dread that worse than the proctologist.
All I kind of hear is smacking gums when I hear her talk.
Her teeth were not in there good yesterday. I'm not a lawyer. Okay, cool.
But I do play a doctor on TV.
And sometimes I pretend to be a doctor. Shut up.
So there's a story floating around out there this morning that I feel like we need to talk about. Donald Trump has suggested, apparently, to his staff, they're discussing with his advisors the possibility of him just deciding to not hold or participate in any general election debates in 2020. Isn't that funny?
Okay.
That's funny. And here's his issue. Now, he denies this. He says this is fake news. But according to the report, which, let me see who reported this morning. So according to the report, Carl brought me a copy of this and I printed out my own. So this is in the New York Times, so take that for what it's worth. Maggie Haberman is the one reporting on this morning. And she's certainly been guilty of some of the fake news on occasion. But according to the story, The president has told advisors he doesn't trust the Commission on Presidential Debates, which, of course, in the past, has they get to select whoever the moderators are. Think about that. I mean, they've picked some real doozies in the past, right? Including, what is her name with ABC News, the weekend anchor at ABC News, who like attended the Clintons' wedding, and then she got picked to moderate one of the debates. Her name escapes me at the moment, but I've got a vision of her in my head, but I can't come up with a name. But the point is, he
was
doesn't
Martha Raddatz.
Raddatz. He doesn't like the fact that this Commission on Presidential Debates, run by people like Jack Danforth, right here in Missouri, our former senator from Missouri, who has long been on the RINO train, who himself has made some very negative comments about this president. He's one of the commission members. I'd have to look at who else is on there. They're the ones who get to decide who the debate moderators are going to be. I just don't know why they wouldn't go to a format where you put up a list of debate moderators and each side gets three strikes, like you would for attorneys in a trial. The Democrats don't want, Democrats don't want Sean Hannity to be on the, not that they would do that, but for example, they could strike him from the list. You'd have an opportunity to say no to certain moderators, and then certainly there would have to be somebody they could all agree on, that they could get up there, that you know is not walking into it from a completely biased point of view in terms of the questions. So I don't know. The president says it's not true. This is, again, an anonymous sourced story. Maggie Haberman is not saying who she heard this from. Just people inside the White House have told her that these discussions have gone on. That, again, that would be the president owning real estate in the heads of his opponents if he refused to debate them and said, I'll let the people vote. I'll go hold my rallies, and I'll see you in November at the ballot box.
Oh, I'd be so disappointed if there was no debate.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, that's twofold. I'd be disappointed, and I'd be disappointed in him.
Yeah,
That's a power move, and I think it negatively affects the American people. I don't think that's cool. I understand what you're saying about biased moderators.
Oh,
but
sure.
He can own the media. He can own a debate stage. He can go in and dominate a debate.
And then use those moderators to his advantage.
Yes.
After the fact.
Yes. So it's twofold. I think it would be, he would be hurting himself and missing an opportunity. And I think he'd be kind of, I don't have a better word, but hurting the American people.
Yeah, maybe.
I have a better word, but I shouldn't say
he's also.
Thanks for being careful. Like, we all appreciate it.
I don't want to have to dump button myself on a Friday.
He's also able to get that out there and talk about it because he knows he's the candidate. William Weld announced yesterday, the RINO East Coast Republican who was running against him, that he won't run as an independent. I mean, his candidacy was dead on arrival anyway.
Didn't
when he announced
Bill Weld run as the VP independent last election cycle and
yes.
That didn't work?
Yes.
You can't imagine why this thing wouldn't have worked out for him.
Yeah. He did. But behind Gary Johnson, of all people. So Gary Johnson, who said, can't we have a little humor around here?
That was unfortunate for independents because I think there was an appetite, especially in the Trump sensationalism, where people were looking for somebody small government, a little more normal, that could come out and maybe pull ahead or gain some steam. But Gary Johnson was such a nutter butter that it just didn't work out.
Yeah, that's true. Just so you know, Tricia, a little behind the scenes stuff here. My computer is now locked up. So if you don't pop me down.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, yes. You're so about to hear close. Sounds that you don't want to hear. Or that you weren't expecting to hear. Let's put it that way. Oh boy.
My vote's longest week ever.
Go hey, if you want a little humor this morning, go to our Facebook page, The Mark Cox Show, there on Facebook. Like the page, by the way. We're going
to
have a little.
Get over that
they're
one.
Putting up a little entertainment area for us because I don't entertain the people here in the studio enough in the morning.
Week. Man, it's Tuesday. It feels like it's Friday. Gosh, this week is flying by. What are you saying?
Anyway, they're putting a little entertainment area out here, and they've got a dartboard up there. So I've added
Mark's
my own touches to it
this morning. Mark's
already
taking advantage of the entertainment.
I am, absolutely. I can't wait to get out there. We're going to have a hot tub. There's going to be a foosball table. Hoping they put Galaga out there, you know, a little video game for us to play.
Apparently we have something called a fun committee, and they're really doing the damn thing this week.
They are. I know. We'll report back on that and post some more photos as they become available. We'll be right back.
In everything we do, we're putting the American families first, and frankly, we're putting America first. But American families are coming first. With more women working today than ever before, we now have a historic opportunity to enact long overdue reforms. It's time to pass paid family leave and expand access to quality.
Yeah, what say you about that and this proposal for paid family leave? Who's paying for it was the question, right? So we're going to get into all that, and I want to get your phone calls on it and find out what you think. Is it time? I know in the 2nd Congressional District it's going to be an issue because Ann Wagner supported a version of this. So we're going to get to your phone calls here coming up. 314-241-9797. Right now, though, let's get an update on the market. Rasa Kay joining us this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm just excellent. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. I heard the president talking about China yesterday because apparently even the foreign markets responded well upon word that they may have at least a first phase deal, right?
Oh, listen, U.S. stocks bounced to record highs, at least, you know, NASDAQ, S&P, on the news that we may have that tentative trade deal. The Dow added 220, but the NASDAQ added 63 for the new high, and the S&P set 1-2 with a gain of 30. Stocks still points toward a higher market open. Commodity markets also might get a nice bump from all this, too. U.S. corn, wheat, and soybean futures are higher on fresh export demand and news about the trade deal, and that trade deal will roll back existing tariff rates on Chinese goods and cancel new levies that were set to take effect on Sunday. Well, there have been some end-of-year money moves in D.C. as well. The House has passed a bill to lower prices for prescription drugs. The vote reflects unanimous Democratic support plus votes in favor from two Republicans. But lawmakers don't expect the legislation to pass the Senate, where Mitch McConnell has described it as socialist. And a bipartisan group of four congressional negotiators have reached a $1.3 trillion deal in principle on a dozen appropriation bills a week before they have to pass legislation to fund the government and avoid a shutdown. Deadlines much. Well, NASA says Boeing's Starliner space capsule could make its maiden voyage as early as next week. The capsule passed a flight readiness review, and if the test goes well, would carry astronauts to the space station next year instead of buying seats on Russian Soyuz capsules. Local digital health startup Readout Health has launched its first medical device and also raised just over $1 million in financing. The company's consumer device called BioSense is designed to provide users with real-time metabolic self-monitoring through breath samples. Basically, this could be a real game changer for diabetics, especially if all you have to do is breathe to check on levels of ketones and things like that instead of doing a finger stick. And the planners behind the Chouteau Greenway are asking for name ideas for the multi-million-dollar project connecting Forest Park to the Arch, Fairground Park to Tower Grove Park. You can submit as many as you want through the end of January by texting them to 77222. Choosing a career, switching careers, a LinkedIn list of emerging jobs shows that demand for artificial intelligence specialists has grown 74% in the past 4 years, the fastest profession of all. The expected earnings potential, $140,000 per year. So if you're thinking about retooling or getting some new computer skills, AI. And we got movies opening in wide release today. It's December, so you want to get them all in there for the holiday movie going. Jumanji, The Next Level, much-awaited flick with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Karen Gillan. Clint Eastwood's drama Richard Jewell opens today. It's about the 1996 bombing at the Atlanta Olympics. The horror suspense thriller Black Christmas opens today because nothing says holiday like sorority sisters being stalked by a murderous madman. And Adam Sandler is in a drama, if you please. It's called Uncut Jewels. So there's your weekend plan if you're done with your shopping.
Why do I think that Adam Sandler thing, there's something hidden in there? He's in a drama, but it's called Uncut Jewels.
Well, he's a jeweler, and he gets caught up in all this international intrigue and all that.
I have a hard time taking him seriously. He's just such a funny guy.
He'll be furrowing his brow a great deal in this movie.
Oh, so again, you mentioned that they're trying to connect Forest Park and the other parks here in St. Louis. Ross, I heard you mention that.
And yeah, the plans are online if you want to see the drawings.
Wow, and they need to text. They can text ideas to Joe 303030. Is that what it was? I missed that.
Yeah, that must be what those numbers mean.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. No, what was the text again?
Actually, 77222, and I'm sure you'll have some ideas.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
As many as you want. Just lay it on them.
We'll have to get the callers to call in with a few ideas on that. That's for sure. Hey, listen, you have a great week. We appreciate it. Thank you.
See you Monday.
All right. Good deal. Rasa K there joining us this morning.
I'm actually with you on this Uncut Jewels thing. I think there's an innuendo there.
Yeah, I do too.
This appears to be more of a drama, but
it's got Adam Sandler in it. He's a funny guy.
Sometimes he does serious stuff.
Yeah, he's done like little, you know, or serious parts, but it's generally comedy movie still.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw him in The Longest Yard. That was kind of a serious role. No, it wasn't. I'm just kidding. It was a remake.
Yes.
Yeah, he's I don't know. He's Adam Sandler. You know, the president, no, honestly, the president is in Washington talking about the passing the legislation on anti-Semitic hate crimes, and he's celebrating Hanukkah and all that. And whenever I hear the word Hanukkah, I think of Adam Sandler because of that song that he did.
Oh, yeah.
That's what to me in my mind, he's most famous for.
We'll have to play that next week when we do some Christmas music, right?
Yeah.
Holiday music. Hanukkah music.
Hanukkah
combine
music.
Combine it all together. the one Hanukkah song. Hanukkah.
Hello, Veronica. Is that the name of that song? No, it's not. It's Happy Hanukkah, isn't it? What do you call it? I can't remember.
I can't keep up with your questions. What are you asking? I don't know the name of it, but that is a line in
it. Isn't it just the Hanukkah song? I don't know.
It's been a really
I wish
fast
somebody would
week,
mention
but it's
all
been a
I know,
really
I wish there was like
morning.
Google or something
Source
where we could look
would
this up.
Give us this information at our fingertips. We need to get Al Gore in here to come up with something like that.
Oh, no. Don't mention Al Gore.
Hi, folks. This is Al Gore. I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
Thank I was you. Right, by the way. It's just the Hanukkah song.
The Hanukkah song. I thought so.
Sure you did.
I was certain that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to have to do, maybe I know we're going to get Katie Hopkins here because we got Katie Hopkins coming up live from England. Maybe we're going to have to drag Middleman in here because the new Star Wars movie comes out next week. He's all excited.
I am excited about this,
He will have seen it before anybody else because he gets a sneak preview of all that stuff.
I think Baby Yoda's got me real excited.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
You have seen Baby Yoda, you guys.
I've seen a meme about Baby Yoda, but I've not seen the show Baby Yoda.
There's a clip of Baby Yoda drinking some broth, and it's the best thing I've seen on the internet this week.
Okay. Yet another Star Wars movie I won't see.
Little Baby Yoda with his little cup of broth.
Nice.
So cute.
Let's get to a break. We're going to get to KT Hopkins coming up to talk about that big Brexit vote yesterday. Big win for Boris Johnson. We'll be right back. Okay, well, sounds like Boris Johnson was not having such a great night after all.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
What is happening today?
There is a gremlin in the system somewhere. We were trying to get you reaction from Boris Johnson over in the United Kingdom where they held an election yesterday. And, the mainstream media really played this up like it's neck and neck. It's going to be so close. And it was a blowout Does this sound familiar in any way, shape, or form? I really have to wonder if it's one of two things. Either the media in Britain wanted to give people the appearance that it was closer than it really was. I don't know if they were trying to drive people to the polls, encourage them to get out and vote. Why not just say that? Or if it's a situation like we have in the United States where they take polls and you can't trust who they're asking the questions to or whether or not people are being honest with them, because I keep looking back at the poll from November, from like October 30th of 2016, where Hillary Clinton had a 12-point advantage over Donald Trump, and this was a done deal. It was just a matter of getting the vote over with and crowning Queen Hillary. And then, lo and behold, she lost. How did the pollsters get that so wrong? And that's the question you have to ask. So in England, they led you to believe, oh, the people are upset about this, and we don't know how they're going to vote, and this is going to be right down to the wire. And then the exit polling came out, and it started showing. They finally had to admit, well, it looks like Boris Johnson's going to pull off a pretty big win here. And now the results are in, and he's got a dominant majority of votes in the British Parliament for his Conservative Party. Dominant. He's going to be able to do whatever he wants to do on Brexit. So we're trying to get Katie Hopkins on the phone here, just so you know.
And she is emailing. So like the gremlins in the audio, something is...
Well, we talked to her earlier. Right. Carl spoke to her earlier. Mm-hmm. We were able to get through on an international connection. We've tried her again, and we're having trouble making the connection right now.
So it is Friday the 13th, right?
It is Friday the
13th. Yes, it is.
Yeah. Huh. Coincidence? So we'll
maybe not. We'll try to get her on here coming up maybe in the next hour if we can't get her right now. Well, I guess it depends on her schedule today because I'm sure she's in great demand. She was vilified over this whole thing. She's been pro-Trump, and she's been one of the ones pointing out the comparisons between the feelings of the electorate in Great Britain and the feelings of the electorate in America. Remember, Brexit was driven by illegal immigration. And the refugee encampment being forced upon them by the European Union. And they got tired of it. And they said no more, and they took a vote in favor of Brexit. And that's kind of how that thing went down there. There's no doubt about that. People were upset. They voted no. We want sovereign borders. And what debate are we having in Congress right now? We've got a court that's fighting the president about funding, using military funding for the border wall. In fact, a couple of cases are going to be heard in the Supreme Court today where the president is challenging lower court decisions that went against him. The Supreme Court today will decide whether or not to hear those cases, one involving his finances. So first of all, they have to be willing to hear it, and then they have to hold the hearing, and he's going to have to win two victories in a row in a couple of these cases, courtesy of what else? The resist movement, right? Where they've challenged every single thing in court. But wait a minute. I thought using your due process to challenge things in court was obstruction of justice. Isn't that what the Democrats told us yesterday? We're going to have to work this out.
It's funny that they're not consistent. You know, you think that that's how things would go. And
yeah.
It's crazy.
That has not worked out. Clearly, we're not going to be able to get to Katie in this
Carl
segment.
Carl says all international lines are busy.
I think it's a conspiracy.
I do too.
Who in the world... is all calling England right now.
Like, everybody's trying to call England right
everybody
now.
Everybody all
They're
at
busy.
Once.
I just, something's fishy.
Something's up.
Yep, something is not right.
Yeah, it's the Russians. That's what it
obviously.
Is. It's obviously. It's clearly the Russians because they know what's going on and we don't. It's a problem. In fact, they're planning to take over.
Now on to the hardest part of in this plan.
And that is?
We're going to take Washington.
Darling, that's not hard.
No.
Look at headline.
Boston takes Washington 7-2.
Anybody can take Washington.
Anybody can take Washington. 314-241-9797. Annie Fry coming up at 7:10. Bill Eigel at 7:35. We'll be back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.